Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, everyone? I'm Tori.
And I'm Anissa.
And this is MTV's official challenge podcast, where we go behind the scenes of the challenge all-stars.
Today, we'll be joined by a challenge champion, Cyrus, to get into this week's episode.
Yes, and we're going to be talking about TJ's surprise mini-final, a shocking elimination twist, and another house hookup.
You heard it. Another house hookup. These old people know how to play. Not just in the game, but between those sheets.
All right, Anissa, let's get started.
All right, girl.
All right, Anissa, you know what time it is. It's time for your favorite segment of the podcast.
Absolutely not cast.
It's that 22-second recap in honor of the 22 badass challengers that came back to play on All-Stars. Anissa, are you ready?
Kind of, but listen, guys, I always try my best.
3, 2, 1, go!
We show up on top of a mountain that was really, really high. And then we had to do this mini final when we were in groups of six. And it was hard and it was hot. And there was so much dust. Woo! And then we get to a puzzle and I'm with Darrell and it's really awesome. And there's parts that are cut out, but I'll talk about that later in Challenge Confidential. Then after that, there's some like whoopee. And then you see Hisela and Alton a little bit. And then I vote Alton in because, well, he didn't do really well. And then Alton pulls me in and we have to go against Beth and Cyrus.
I mean, that was excellent. That was...
I miss so many parts. You're my friend. That's the only reason why you say these kind things. I make fun of you. You are free. Feel free to say that I suck sometimes.
No, that's not the way my friendship works.
No, just be like, that wasn't your greatest, because that's how you actually talk to people.
I think it was excellent. I think you did excellent. You're not going to tell me you did bad. I'm your friend.
I know. I love you, too. Well, guess what? Since I love you so much, now it's your turn.
All right,
22
here we go.
Seconds. Are you ready? All right, girl. In 3, 2, 1.
Everybody pulls up to the challenge, and guess what happens? There's no more lifesavers. We don't know why, but we're going to figure it out. But it is a mini final, and this is where you get to see what everybody got. That's right. Alton almost passes out. Was it true, or was it fact, or was it fiction? We don't know yet. We're about to find out. But Cyrus's ankle, even though it was fucked up, he kept on pushing through. I love how Cyrus gets back into the house, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to go against you, Alton. You got to do it. Alton's like, are you fucking kidding me? Absolutely no. Make it easy. Cyrus is like, nah, I want you. And then he's like, okay, fine. Then they get in there, and all of a sudden, bang, 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 plot twist. Anissa's going into elimination, too. But what does she do? What she always does? She goes in there, and she fucking wins. Blah! I'm going to spend the last 3 seconds going like this.
Yeah, but you already passed it by like 13 seconds.
Oh, really? You should have cut me off.
I couldn't. You were so excited.
I was in the zone.
And as a friend, I wanted you to be happy.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, well, let's get into this week's episode because this was a fiery episode, Anissa. I mean, I really enjoyed it. What do you think the play of the day was?
Oh, sheesh. I mean... I want to give something to my girl, Jemmy.
Okay.
She was in front of that log. Well, there's two play. Well, I'm going to give it to a woman right now. Okay. Jemmy, not only are you my friend, girl, but she's been working out. She's been training. She also has the mental toughness to do this kind of stuff. She's always been a mind over matter person. I've never seen her really quit at anything. And she took the front of that log and was like, I'm going to do this. And I think she was the only woman that had the log in the front for the majority of the time. And it's hard because when you're in the front, you can't really slack.
Right.
If you're in the back, you can be like, yeah, I'm totally doing something. And you're not. But when you're in the front, like, everybody can see you. So props to her for stepping up and for beasting that challenge.
Good shit. And what was the other one that you were thinking about? You said that there was two.
Well, Easy and I really killed that puzzle. Like, him and I just saw it. And I was trying to copy off people because I've learned that work smarter, not harder. Thanks, Johnny. Sometimes you got to cheat. And then yeah. I realized, oh, shit, all these puzzles are different.
Mm.
So I just started looking at it, and then we figured it out. So Easy mm-hmm. and I are like fumbling, but we really got that. And, you know, we are good at puzzles. So shout out to Easy for helping out.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also want to give the play of the day, in my personal opinion, to Cyrus because he had a bad ankle and he was on that team without in and he still pushed that log up. So I'm going to throw one to Cyrus. I'm really excited because we're going to have him on later in this episode. So we're going to really get to understand what actually went down. Mm-hmm. But that's my play of the day. But let's talk about the dirtiest deed. What do you think the dirtiest deed was?
All of our faces after running that mountain. I mean, I had dirt everywhere. Uh-huh. It did look like somebody just put cacao powder all over your face.
I'm going to give the dirtiest deed to TJ because he decides to say that there is no more lifesavers in this game. And you know when he pulls some shit like that, something's coming. Anissa, what was going through your head when he did that?
But you got to look at it like the lifesaver didn't really work out in anybody's favor.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, we got to get rid of people. I mean, we came in with 22 people. We had a month to film, you know? Mm-hmm. So they really needed to speed it up.
Mm-hmm.
And what's better than to give a bunch of people that haven't done a challenge in a long time the same, you know, difficulty of challenges as a challenge on MTV? And on top of that, we're going to just throw twist after twist at them.
Right.
So way to adapt, team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's only going to get worse.
Absolutely. It was really cool to watch. But then so like let's dive right into this challenge today because it was a crazy challenge. It was a mini final. And, you know, it looked really hard. So, Anissa, like, how much distance was in between each one of those checkpoints?
So, forever was the first distance. Because once we got that, you know how it is. Like, when you start doing something that's really hard, the first 10 minutes are the worst. Mm-hmm. And once you get through that first 10 minutes, or like the first five are cool, and then like you have to break through that like threshold of like, wow, we're really just going up. And our team was like, okay, this is the top of the trees. We can't go any higher if we can see the tops of the trees. That was an absolute and utter lie because we kept going up. So I think from the bottom of the hill to the first checkpoint was the longest part because you had straight up, then you had some flats, and then you had up again. So it was a lot of that. Mm-hmm. It definitely was a difficult one.
It looked it. I mean, like, it's always interesting to get one of those mini final challenges because then you're kind of scoping people out. You're like, what do you got? What do you got? And it's so interesting because All In would have been somebody that I think a lot of people would have been like, oh, he's got it in the bag. He looks like a chiseled statue from Greece. Like, this guy is mm-hmm. looking amazing. So mm-hmm. why didn't it not work in his favor? And, like, I don't know. Personally, I've been on challenges with people in finals where people who have been chiseled like that have died before, and it's because they have too much muscle on their body that their body can't function under that much pressure.
Well, when he was in the water, too, he started to cramp up the first challenge and couldn't compete anymore versus me. You know, I got thickness. I was in there like a thick dolphin swimming. But he was mm-hmm. telling me, like, his body will freeze up because he doesn't have as much body fat. So, like, maybe it doesn't pay to have a 12-pack. Like, yes, he can climb a tree with just his hands or just his feet. But I think when it comes to, you know, walking straight up a hill, I think that was a little bit more challenging for him.
Absolutely. And, like, that hill that you guys had to walk up with that log. Ugh. Like, how tall was it? How far was it?
I mean, it felt like forever. And then they kept telling me in, like, kilometers. So I have no idea.
Yeah, it's just
I'm still converting. So,
yeah.
But I think anything uphill feels like miles straight, you know?
Yeah.
So it was more like willing yourself through it and then spending 9,000 hours mm-hmm. on this puzzle. Darrell and I checked 6 times at that puzzle. We had one piece wrong the whole time. We just had to flip them the whole time. So if we would have done that, I probably would have placed better. I mean, it didn't do terribly, but like, you know, I was the fifth girl down. That's fine for me, but I could have been the third.
Puzzles can absolutely throw you back, you know? And it's so interesting mm-hmm. because obviously when Cyrus, you know, obviously Cyrus loses, right? So he gets back to the house and his initial thought is that Elton sabotaged him, right? And so Alton comes through and he's like, yo, there was still a puzzle after the portion that you think I sabotaged. So it's like, even if you want to blame this on me, there was still like a lot of the game left that was dependent completely on you and your partner. So like, what did you think of it when you got back to the house and Cyrus was like, I want to go against Alton because he sabotaged my game? Like, because
I was fine with it.
Yeah.
I was fine because I wasn't on either one of their teams.
Right.
But I was with Alton the first day when I was like, so who's going to swim next? And I had Ace like, no, Cyrus can. And I'm like, I'll just go back out. Since none of you guys want to do anything, I'll keep swimming. In the final, if I'm paired up with you, I don't want you to quit on me. Right. You know, I want to know that you did everything. Even if you had to get pulled in by, you know, safety guy. Like, at least you did everything you literally could.
Right.
Not like walk out of the water and be like, I can't do it. So, and I wasn't really feeling his vibe a little bit in the house. So Alton and I were kind of like, so I had no problem. I was like, if I can't look a man in the eyes or a woman, just a human, in the eyes and vote them in, then I shouldn't be voting them in. I looked him right in his face and I was like, I'm going to choose you. I mean, Cyrus made it easy because he told us who he wanted. So it kind of takes the stress off you and the, you know, the heat off of you. If someone else tells you who they want.
Absolutely.
Makes it really easy.
I mean, once he kind of got that from everybody, like once everybody looked at him and was like, all right, we're going to pick you. And obviously a bunch of people didn't pick Alton, but a lot of people, more people did. It kind of settled in. And then like, you know, he walks back into the house and like the tension is just there. Like Cyrus and Alton, like this thing is building up. And you could just tell Cyrus is like ready to go. Alton is like, all right, man, I'm in this.
Well, it was also... Cyrus was like, and I feel this too on certain levels. Like, if I'm going to go out, I either want to go out to like somebody really big and strong or like somebody I respect.
Yeah.
And with him, like, he's like, I'm the old dog. Like, if I take out the new dog, you know, or the young guy, like the younger guy, then I'm the man.
Right.
So he's like, at least I'm going out swinging. Yeah. You know, like he said, I don't want to like pick the smaller dude. Because, like, I mean, Derek has beaten him before. Derek tossed him. And Cyrus was, like, about 80 pounds more than Derek when he did it. So I think that also came into play. Like, I don't want that to happen again either.
Right.
And this is also how you know that they don't rig eliminations for people. Because, like, they literally gave him Cyrus something. Knowing, I mean, that was already planned. Because his ankle's messed up. They're not going to want you to get hurt any further. But they're also not going to change something for you. Like I said, if MTV, well, Buna Murray builds something, if the art department builds it, you're using it.
100%.
So that elimination that Beth, that Arissa quit on, we're doing it again.
Yep. Because it's built. It's ready to go.
Yep.
It's the next elimination.
It literally was in the same spot.
Yeah.
Like it had it moved.
Right. Like why would they tear it down? No, we didn't see anyone do it yet. It's so interesting actually because when we saw that elimination the last episode and we saw TJ explaining it, you saw Beth doing it in the explanation. I was like, and then when they quit, I thought to myself after, I'm like, oh, did they make Beth like redo that for the to like show off how to do it to viewers? But then I realized they just used footage of Beth doing it from this time. So it's so funny how editing works because, like, I would have never known that she was going to quit because it looked like Beth was doing it and the explanation was TJ was talking last episode.
Right, because they can't show everything. And I also, like, I guess was doing a little foreshadowing considering I was like, this is one that I'd really like to do.
Yeah, how funny. And then you get called in. So Alton goes in there. He calls you in. Plot twist. And you must have been pissed, but okay at the same
time. I wasn't pissed at all.
Okay.
I think it's the first time I got an elimination. Like, I was doing well. I had never been on a losing team. I had won a challenge. I had won another challenge, the ropes one. Like, I felt like I was in a good place in the game. I had a lot of guys that had my back. I had good girlfriends there. Like, I felt solid.
Yeah.
So when he called me, I'm like, yeah, of course you're going to call the best girl for the job. Like, I'm not afraid to punch through stuff. You know, like, I love to box. Like, I knew my strategy going into it already. I do CrossFit, so I love wall balls. So, you know, I was ready to put those balls over the wall. Like, I was so ready.
Right.
I guess I got what I deserved because I voted him in. Then I had to go with him. Then he prayed with me. And then he was like, Anissa, I know we're going to win. And I'm like, Alton, I'm really not good at, like, Alton, whatever you want to call him. I always call him Alton, whatever. Big A. I called us double A squared.
Hey.
And I was like, we need to win this, but I don't want to get overconfident. You know, I was like, I'll do anything. You stand on my shoulders. You stand on my thighs. Like, I'll hoist you up because I'm strong enough to lift him.
Yeah.
You know, so I wasn't worried about any of that. Yeah. I just wanted to get it done and over with. So we prayed together. And then at the end, when we won, I waited for him and I held his hand. I waited for him to jump down from the last one because I didn't want to put the ball in without him. Mm-hmm. And then we won that together, which kind of bridged us back together because we've known each other for so long. Mm-hmm. We've never really had beef. And it was great because after that, I'm like, I made him a promise. I'm like, I'll never vote you in. And he's like, yeah. I will never vote you in. Because he literally took my chance at $500,000 and chanced it.
For sure. I mean, that's scary because he's like, you didn't do anything to even go in there except for be a good competitor. And now you're drawn into it because they look at you as a strong person in the game. And now they're like, well, so now being strong actually has a downfall because there's a chance somebody might pick you to be their partner.
Yeah. So I'm like, I hope everything's climbing or like fitting through like a slinky or something where they think I'm going to suck at it. So people don't pull me in again. Okay. Your girl's feeling good. Just had that win, but you know, you need those kinds of wins to like boost morale and keep you going in the game. So yeah. I'm not mad.
Nope. After elimination, there's nothing like that feeling. You're just so high and you just feel so good. So listen, you sit on it, you're still in the game, you crush that elimination, and I want to hear from Cyrus because it must have sucked so bad to go over that and hurt his ankle again. We have to find out more from him. So, guys, stay tuned. We're going to have Cyrus coming on the episode in just a little bit. So make sure you listen.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah! I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, guys, we are getting into my favorite part of the episode, and that is when we get to interview one of those amazing all-stars that's on the show right now. And we're not talking Miley. We got Cyrus in the building. Cyrus,
yes,
thank you
welcome,
so much.
Cyrus.
Thank you guys for having me, man. Great introduction. Appreciate you.
I know him as Big Cy, yeah. Triple OG.
Okay.
Okay. You know. Okay, I'll take that, too. Appreciate you.
Let you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
Chocolate Wonder.
Okay. All right. Cyrus
Chocolate Thunder.
Okay, Anissa, we get it. You got nicknames. You got nicknames for Saturday. He's got, I mean, listen, this guy is the ultimate all-star. Like, you were on Extreme Challenge. That was like the fourth season of the challenge ever. That was back in 2001, and you won that, Cyrus. So how does it feel to be back in the challenge?
Hey, you know what? It actually started with me. Challenge 2001 was fine, but you know, I started first challenge too. A lot of people don't know. Back in my room, they had us compete against, our trip was to Puerto Rico. And then the road rules was doing island hopping, and they challenged us to a challenge in the rainforest.
Yeah, that's so fun.
So that's how I started out.
I mean, we've been on challenges together. We've watched them back. They definitely got a little more intense, you know. Our bodies have definitely taken a beating over the years. What was it like to watch this week's episode?
That was rough. The challenges are definitely different these days. For me, just, I've always been a competitor. As far back as I can remember, everything is a competition. I got two brothers. My mom was an athlete. And the whole house was just full of athletes. We turn anything into a competition or a game. I don't care if you're standing up, eating toast, who can get the most food first. Whatever it is, it's competition. So for me, eat, sleep, and breathe these competitions. And this whole challenge thing, man, this time around is a whole different ball game. It's like, you got to deal with the little aches and pains for no reason. You know, I get sore from sleeping.
well, to be fair, Cyrus, I mean, our beds were hard and small, and you're a big dude. Like, for people that don't know, I made a joke, but I didn't know I made a joke. The beds were like, Mark's like, what, 6'5"? Like, your feet would dangle. Like, even for, I'm 5'7", and I still was uncomfortable. So that happened. But like, this was the fifth challenge, and we literally were running up a dusty, or walking up a dusty, dusty hill, mountain, whatever. You kicked ass. Did you expect that, you know, after the first challenge, that the challengers were going to get harder and harder as time went on?
I knew it wasn't going to be easy, period. And I knew at some point it was going to be like really testing every part of your being, not only mentally, physically, but emotionally as well. But going up that hill, man, I don't know about you, I spit so much chocolate out of my mouth. They didn't do it justice, because the dust was so thick. It was going into my eyes, but my nose and my mouth. I was literally spitting chocolate at the cameraman. Chocolate. Mm-hmm.
Was that because you were in the back of the line?
Anchor, too.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask.
He was the anchor.
All I know is there was nothing but dirt the entire time up the hill. And
yeah,
I know I was sabotaged. I'm telling you straight up. We weren't even 2 minutes up the mountain, and he's 10 feet behind me. I'm the last one on the log. I wish y'all had, what the?
Okay, so, and not that I don't believe you, but I just want to know, like, from your deep perspective, what would his intentions of sabotaging you be, to just get you out of the game? Did you guys have, like, beef or something?
We didn't have any beefs. A lot of people don't know that he came for me on the first challenge. So this is the only reason. I knew at this moment, Nisa, that I was going after him. I couldn't go after anyone else. So he was trying to get his lady friend to save his partner and throw me in. So at that point, I got no choice. I'm going after that dude. That dude came for me. I want him, period, point blank. Gotcha. Now the plan was just to go in, take him out, and that was it. Then unveil all this stuff. But I was holding that in my pocket. I'm not the kind of person to make a big deal out of it until it's done. So the plan was to go in, kick his butt, and then let everyone and him know, look, I know you tried to put me in on the very first event, so I'm here to take your ass out. So no matter what.
Oh, he tried to put you in the first challenge.
Yes, he was trying to convince. Where,
wait, when he quit swimming and made me do it, or you do it, or somebody else.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He's still trying to put me in his place. His
what?
Yeah, no.
I thought he was married, but his woman friend on the show, long story short, he was trying to get her to throw me in instead of Ace. Use that lifesaver.
But you know what? In Cicela's defense, she didn't give a shit who went in. As long as she was safe, she didn't give a shit.
How do you think I found out?
You know what I mean?
Like, I get it. I found out about it from the horse's mouth. So I was cool with that. And I'm, you know, we've always been friends. I have no issues with her before or after this either. For me, personally, I just knew
what I thought.
If you come for me, yeah. I'm coming for you. I don't care who you are. I want you. I always want the man. I'm not someone who want to go after someone soft and just win. No, I want to take the motherfucker down so I can be the motherfucker. Period.
Yeah, I totally get it. I mean, it must have felt amazing because, like, there were so many people that were like, you know what? I fuck with Cyrus. Like, I'm actually going to have his back. Because I know I was one of them. Mark was one of them. Like, you had a lot of people that have played this game with you, but also just respect you as, you know, being a pioneer in this challenge world. And in you know, just reality TV, period. Like, people know the name Cyrus, and you had a lot of people that were loyal to you. Yeah. I mean, I think that has to say something about the person that you are.
Well, watching it definitely felt good. But I can only say, and you both can attest to this, keeping your integrity intact in not just the game, but in life, is not an easy thing.
No.
And my integrity, being called upon at a damn near 50-year-old man, my word is everything. Mm-hmm. And if I'm going to talk smack about you, I'm going to talk smack about you and let you know. I'm not going to go behind your back. You know, all the things he did off camera that I heard, he told my closest friend that he's going to have to hurt me prior to the event. I was going to kill this fool. You don't know. I was praying for Hall, bro. Period. Wow. And I still want it now, today.
Oh, shit.
Right.
Well,
now.
If anyone's listening, we need to add Hall Brawl to All Stars. And, you only know, make sure we got those good pads out.
I'll be real. Oh, if it's me and him, I want that. Easy? I don't want to see Easy in the fucking Hall Brawl. People wanted me to go against Easy.
I don't think anybody wants to.
If we had gone Hall Brawl, me and Easy, somebody would have really gotten hurt.
Yeah.
And I care about my man. Alton is like he's like a lie. Me and him is cool, but I got no reason to be all over him like that, especially after that. I always thought we were cool. We have history together. Toured on the road together for years.
So what I'm thinking is, like, not that, like I said, I believe you. I believe your story and everything. But I'm curious, do you think that Alton was acting like he was hurting when he was running with that log? Or do you think that he may have actually been feeling a little hurt and then just kind of, like, used it to sabotage your game? Like, what is your interpretation?
I honestly think he was gassing out a little bit. But I think it was the easy thing to do. Now, you have to look at my team now. I have two women that have babies. One over 50 years of age and 10 years older than him. Mm-hmm. They didn't stop. They didn't even ask to stop. So let's think about that for 1 minute. Now, I think my correct term about this man was when he came out of the water on the first mission, I said I got a eye boner looking at this perfect physical specimen. I said that. I don't say that about him. I said that. Mm-hmm. And for him to turn around and gas out, I'm going to say 2 minutes up the mountain. Mm-hmm. Yo, y'all didn't see. I'm looking at the cameraman like, motherfucker, I'm from fucking Santa fucking Monica. We don't ever give the fuck up. The fuck is 10 feet behind me. I'm throwing a gang sign, motherfucker, Santa Monica, bitch. Look at this bitch. I'm going in. I'm like, please God, show this shit.
Wow.
Yeah, and he actually said that it was about his shoes. Funny enough, his shoes were too small. He would have rather done it in his cowboy boots. Thoughts.
Okay.
And hearing that, to me, that was the biggest showing of disrespect he could have shown. Mm. He actually contemplated coming out barefoot and doing it. Mm. And I'm like, I love a cocky man. Let's go. Let's get it. Whatever he wants to do, let's do it. Mm-hmm. If it had been any other event other than a climbing event, I think I would have had a really good time.
Yeah.
To his testament really quick, though. To his testament, I got to say this. This shit is crazy. So we're on the road touring together. We just banged out a couple of bottles, like we do. We outside the club hanging out. He's next to me. 2 seconds later, I look around, the motherfucker's nowhere to be found. Where do you think he's at? The motherfucker climbed the building and is on top of the goddamn nightclub. After working with me at a nightclub, we was banging bottles and the dude climbed the building. There's no fire escape, no nothing. Climbed the building. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, I want to go against that. Nah, it's the last thing I want to do, but when you call me out, I don't care. We got to do whatever it is.
Yeah.
That's just some male ego shit. That's just got to happen.
Yeah. I mean, and you know what's so interesting? Like, so obviously we find out later in this episode that you don't get to compete alone. You do have to compete with a partner, and that ends up being Beth. But when TJ originally said, you know, there isn't going to be this lifesaver, did you guys speculate at all that potentially this was a double elimination?
I had no clue it was going to be a double elimination. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, OG Nisa might have known, but Sada was like, okay, no elimination. Maybe it's closer to the final. Maybe it's about to happen. Maybe if we get past this, it's the finals. Who knows what's going on?
Yeah, right. So or like we, or we were thinking whoever got the most team members over, like if everyone got their whole team over first.
Okay.
You know, no matter where they came in, as long as it got everybody over, that they'd be safe from elimination. And then we'd have to choose from the rest of the people. That's what I was kind of thinking.
Gotcha.
But I don't think anybody really, I mean, I probably just, I'm giving them a new idea right now, but mm-hmm. Don't listen to me, please.
Don't do that.
Don't do that ever. But yeah, I had no idea. I mean, I think it was a cool twist because we still had so many people there.
Yeah, there was a lot. But then you end up, so like you and Beth, obviously, you've been close for a long time. You guys are good friends. And obviously now you two end up coming in last place and you're going in together. Were you nervous about being her partner in this elimination?
No, I mean, I treat these challenges like I treat life. If I roll with you in real life, I'm gonna roll with you on the challenge. Whatever happens, happens. I'm not that, it's interesting because I'm not that crazy, money hungry person that would stab his friend in the back to win. That's just not me. Me and Money have an amazing relationship. We don't have any issues.
He's I love that.
There, always going to be there.
Life I love that. Good.
Yeah, but they don't love that because they don't want to hear that. They want me to lie, cheat, steal, and stab Anissa to win.
No, no.
I couldn't do it.
I like the integrity.
Do you?
Yeah, it's fun. It's good. It's like it's actually really refreshing to watch. Like watching this season, watching you guys compete. Oh my God, that's why I keep asking to like be an OG. I'm like, just slide me in a fucking season. You know what I mean? Because I would snake. I'm like, please just accept me. Let me come to that side.
Yeah. You guys are like, I just want to be with fluffy animals and not snakes.
Yeah, but it's you know, I just love the way you guys play the game. And it was just really cool. Like you said, you rode with Beth. Like you guys are friends outside the game. You rode with her in the house. But I'm sure it must have been like a shot to your heart when you found out you weren't competing alone.
I hated that it was her. I hated that it was her having to go home with me. But same point in time, we spoke. You know, my girl was like, Cyrus, if you leave, I want to go with you. I don't want to be here.
Aww.
The conversation. Like, that's my girl. Like, people don't get it. Like, when I say we tight, we tight. Like, our families intermingle. I go to her house, she comes to my house. I know her kids and so forth and so on. Like, we do business together outside of that, too. So it's like, this is a real thing. This ain't nothing fake or phony. I would never and could never do anything to harm her. In or out of the game. That's just the way it is. When I'm done with you guys today, I'll probably go to check her out. We might do a couple miles together.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, she actually said the same thing about you on the last episode and the last podcast, and she had nothing but amazing things to say. What I want you to explain further, because they didn't really talk about it as much on the thing, but what actually happened to your ankle? Because me, I didn't know what happened until you broke it down to me. I'm like, did he hurt himself on a challenge? Like, did I miss it? So explain what happened and how you got all that stuff.
So I'm with Darrell, leaving the front of our beautiful establishment. And I don't know if you remember, but one of the stairs had a brick missing. And I literally take a step. I step on the corner of it and twist my ankle like... It was that close to going down. Darrell didn't even laugh. It was that bad. I didn't go down. I almost went down. It was so bad, he didn't even laugh because he thought I like tore my ACL. My knee went out. That's what he thought. And I remember thinking, oh my fucking God, I have not worked out a day here for this very reason. These little things happen. I was like, I've been doing things that I can do stationary to not move to hurt myself. And I hurt myself walking out of the front of this beautiful fucking place. I was so livid. And when it happened, I was like, fuck, I am done. I can't do shit. Yeah. And that was my mindset was like, okay, mind over matter. This motherfucker's going to swell up and be fucked up. And I can't tell no one because once they know, they're coming at me either way. That's kind of how the challenge works. Once someone knows you got a fucking injury, they send this motherfucker in and take him out. That's kind of where my mind was. And I was like, fuck. And I'm looking at Darrell. I'm like, I know Darrell's my man. And plus, he invites any competition. But he was like, damn. I was like, and as I started to walk, I was like, okay, I feel it swelling and I feel it popping. And I'm like, dude, this is not gonna. But I went on that day to compete and actually was the best on my team.
Yeah, you fought through
right.
On the shimmy, whatever the fuck rope challenge that was. I did well on that. Thank goodness it wasn't something that it would have involved more pressure on my foot. You know? So it is what it is. I'm from a world where, hurt or not, we gonna do this, and whatever happens, happens. I, you know, it's not an excuse. It is what it is. I fucking lost.
Yeah.
To the better man that day. Done.
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah.
You, Rocky. Huh?
I can't.
And don't get it twisted. When it comes to the game, fuck you. When it comes to life, we all good.
Yeah, right. I love that.
I want
no,
that
we get
competition, mano a mano, so I can put that aside.
Yeah.
I need that.
I get that, you know, but listen, like he had this opportunity when he got voted in. Obviously, he found out he got to pick a partner. He picks Anissa. Like, what was going through your head when he picked her? Like, Cyrus, I want to know what you felt about it. And then Anissa, I want to know what you felt about it.
Inside, I was like, not this bitch again. Not this bitch again. I was like, fuck. I was like, so not only am I going to have to fucking climb this apparatus, then you bring on the fucking queen of the challenges to do dirt. And I'm like, I got to compete against two motherfuckers that are pretty damn good at this game.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Anissa, what was going through your head?
Well, like I told you last time, I was like, this was an elimination I wanted to do. And when Alton looked over at me, I'm like, okay, he doesn't really like Kellyanne, so he may pick her, but then I know he's going to pick me. And I took it as like, this is chancy, but I also know this man can climb, and I was also, like, honored that you would think that I'm the one that's going to help you win this.
I mean, that elimination was very similar to the one that we did in Double Agents. You had to pull that
right.
crate.
Just me
and you had
medicine
to throw
balls
fucking
and pulling shit.
Like, you...
Well, this one you couldn't pull hard because it could come off the track. So I actually stopped pulling at the end. I let him pull the rest of it. Okay. I just needed to get there and start punching through stuff. So I was bruised. I wanted to hit. It was just like, because I voted him in. I looked him right in his eye and I was like, I'm voting for you.
Yeah.
And then I had to go in with him and he prayed with me, which I don't really do. And then it just kind of, all the pieces kind of felt like fell in place. So I was honored to go down there because like he could have picked anybody and he picked me. So it's.
The motherfucker came and prayed with me. He came and prayed with me in the fucking room. I'm like, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, if you don't get struck the fuck down by whatever God you're praying to, I was like, are you kidding me right now?
Oh
my God. And I'm looking at like all the shit you talk, oh, I'm going to break you. And then you're going to pray with me? I'm like, this I was like, okay, bro.
I want to know if Beth didn't come in last with you, who would you have picked to be your partner?
See, I hadn't even thought about nothing like that.
That's why we're here. We do these things.
Oh, we do these things.
We do these things. Where we think about
weird
stuff.
I don't know what I would have done.
Hey.
But to me, honestly, if I knew I had a better chance at winning that event, I thought I had a chance. There was a slight window. I would have to be perfect at everything I did, is what I felt. But if I felt like I could have won, I could have chose anyone. If I don't feel like I'm going to win, I'm going to choose someone I think that probably ain't gonna make it to the end to do that. I'm just that kind of player. Like, why would I try and take out someone with me that has actually, I feel like, would have a chance at this money? You
right.
know, that's some fair Cyrus thinking. I like to think it's fair, stuff like that. But, you know, in the end, it is what it is, guys. That's a tough one there. I don't know who the fuck I would have chosen.
Yeah.
I don't know who can climb like that. Like, who's gonna punch through a fucking wall? Like, what the fuck?
I know, right? You can't really like, train for this shit. Like, how do you really train for this stuff? You just got to go home and just hope that, like, you get an elimination that works in your favor. Like you said, you wanted Hall Brawl. Like, that probably would have suited you better. Was there, like, any other elimination you would have wanted, or was that, like, the one?
You know, at that point, it was just about me getting my hands on him.
Yeah.
No? And honestly, that's not even me. Hall Brawl, something like that, that's not me. That's not my forte. That's not something I aim to do. In that moment, with that man doing what he did, trying to sabotage me early on, I just want my hands on him. That's it. Yeah.
I get it.
And, you know, he's a pretty good wrestler. And I'm going to get my moment to grab some flesh.
Yeah.
Tori and I are like that, too. We're big old flesh grabbers. We're really big into the physical stuff because we're not, you know, we're kind of scrappy and we played sports. And when you have, you know, siblings, it's just like, this is what you do. And, you know, you get hurt, you get back up and you keep going.
Yeah.
But then again, I look at the elements of Hall Brawl where people have gotten hurt.
Every fucking time they get hurt, I think.
Hall Brawl is real. I've never done it. So
it's painful.
I'm sure it is.
I think there's no fun way to rush at somebody full speed. It's not. I've done it. Tori's done it. Yeah. You can't prepare for it, even if you've done it before. It's still just as scary and weird.
I just need a mouth guard. I'm trying to cover up my pearly whites. You dig?
Oh, you always get a mouth guard. No. You also get a motorcycle helmet. Not sure why I get one of those, but whatever.
My biggest fear is just not running into the wall. I say this all the time. Like, am I gonna make it in there? If I can make
will
it in
I
there,
miss
I'll
it?
Be yeah. Will I miss the fucking wall?
Will I miss it and then hit the truss that's holding it up and trip over it?
It's a fucking tiny wall. You got big ass pads on. You don't run with those things on normally.
I keep forgetting about that too.
I don't know. I don't know my wingspan right now. Like, can I fit in this fucker? Like, I don't know.
I need the guys hall brawl if I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
So would you guys hall brawl with each other?
Me and Anissa, hell no.
I don't want to. I would go in the middle and be like, Patty Cake, hug it out.
I don't want the smoke.
I would cry. I would come to the center and be like, I don't want to do it.
Me too. That would.
We would do it if we had to, but it would probably be the worst thing. And I'm not going to say that because that means I'm going to jinx it. So
no,
I'm
don't
not,
let's get off this topic right now.
Think about that. Rainbow
let's talk
stars.
About something else.
I feel like the fact that I'm asking for hall brawl, I'm gonna get that shit if I ever go back.
Okay, we're gonna light a candle for
you
and
pray
hall
for
brawl.
It for you.
we're gonna pray for it. We're gonna light a candle for you so you get it.
Only if it's Alton.
Okay, if it's Alton.
Fine.
Okay, gotcha.
I don't want nobody else.
Very
like
specific,
that.
But we'll do it.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the fact that you haven't been on the challenge since the ruins. That was your last season, right?
Yes.
So I think that was like season 18, right? That was a while ago.
That was in 2010
or
11.
It was 2009, actually. Yeah. So it was a while ago. So I'm curious, like, how has the show changed since you've been on it?
I think these competition shows are changing in general. It's just like more of a, it doesn't seem like as much back drama, I guess. Because we've all been around so long, it's just all kind of shit thrown at us at once. And you don't know what to completely believe. Mm-hmm. Now, back then, we knew the drama up front. We knew who's fucking who was talking shit about who, and who was trying to fuck who, which was always big drama. This shittiest time wasn't like that. It was like, it just felt different. It wasn't all about that. Motherfuckers is married with babies and all kind of shit. So people had different things on their mind. And there was different strategies. And then you have, of course, the people that do nothing but eat weights. You know, you got to deal with those people, too.
Don't talk about my bulletarian. let Terry lift his weights.
That's my dog. What do you want me to do?
That's our dog.
You better watch it. He might hurt you, girl. You might
well, you know what's crazy?
Some full body.
I'm overdue for a hurting. So, Terry, you know my number.
Hey, now you know I'll be talking. He just texted me, by the way, a little while ago.
I'll tell him I said hi. I'll text him later.
So that's real? Because you know he's going to call me and confide in me. And see what I
what's
think.
Really crazy about it, Tyrus, is this is about you, this interview, and not me.
Yeah.
But I'll text you and I'll let you know in the group chat what it is.
Hey, it could be about you because I got some things I might have to spill to you. Some of that tea, you dig? I don't know.
That's
you
fine. Know I love tea. I love tea, iced tea, hot tea, mm-hmm. oolong tea, mm-hmm. green tea.
LT.
Shush, hey, yes.
He's doing it. I can't. I'm not. We're moving on right now, Cyrus. I got to know what was going through your mind immediately when you were hit up to be on All Stars. That's what I want to know.
That day, I was like, let's go. Yeah. I can. Are you what? You calling me?
Yeah.
I was ready to go. I was like, it couldn't have been a better time. You know, my life is aligned perfectly to where I can get away and do what I want, when I want, how I want. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, really? He's back.
Yeah.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, fortunately, you know, I was already staying active and doing all the things that I like to do. And like I said, I thought I was going to be injury free and not very prone because I had been so active. You know, the quarantine and all this stuff this year, the whole COVID crap didn't stop me from moving. So, you know, I still do my 5 miles a day, 40 pound weight vest. I just get after it. So.
I already passed out when you said all of that. I passed out. I wasn't even alive.
Don't need to pass out, but.
No, I did. I was unconscious when you said that. The minute you said 40, you said 5 miles and you said 40 pounds, I passed out.
Well, I mean, I'm not a very fast runner because those days are done. So don't think I'm out there fucking taking off. I'm out
Nobody cares. Nobody, as long as you're moving, That's all that matters. And a 40-pound weight vest, walking is hot.
Y'all noticed I'm semi-back, size semi-back, you know?
You look good.
No, you look great. Oh, this is the most fit I think I've ever seen you. Because on Gauntlet 2, huh?
That's why I don't wear pink. I got pit action like a motherfucker.
Thank God nobody can see it or smell it. So but you always smell good. But you always smell good, size.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. You know what? You know how much that means to me for hearing you say that shit? Because a brother that sweats like me is so fucking paranoid. I'm constantly got the other in my back pocket hitting them pits, fucking drying the motherfuckers off, got a towel on tap. Hey, it's a mess always. Over here, dude. 3 shirts. I got backup shirts and shit next to me all the time.
Listen, I wish people could see this. I'm so mad they can only listen to this.
Damn it.
It's all good. I'm sitting on the couch, sitting on a towel, though. Because I sweat through the
motherfucking
towel.
I'm done with him.
I can't. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, you got to deal with what you got to deal with. At least you're back. I'd be sweating if I was back, too. I'd be so happy. Like, you have been, you're a legend on the show. You get to come back and compete with other legends on the show. Was there anybody that wasn't there who you wish was there this season?
Oh, so many people. My boy Eric Nice.
I heard you saying that.
He nice? That's my dog. And I'm like, yeah. You know, we see each other time and time, here and there. But I got a funny story about this dude. So I'm at the gas station in Santa Monica by my high school, pumping gas. And I see this dude in all white, cloth outfit, kind of like a new school Kanye outfit, just all white.
Uh-huh.
Big old beard like this. I'm like, what the? And he's like, hey, what's up, son? I'm like, pumping gas. Eric fucking Nice, dude, looking like Jesus. His shit was all long and it's white. I was like, I couldn't tell it was him. And we talked and had a little thing right there because we've been tight for a long time. I'm like, dude,
wow.
I miss my man Nice.
Wow. So you wish he was there for sure. Was there anybody else?
That was the main dude. I wish,
yeah.
I mean, Sean Duffy from my cast. I wish Duffy was there. Congressman Duffy, ex-Congressman Duffy. Would have been nice to see him. Him and his wife, you know, we were both all close back then. Although we have different political standings and ideas, mm-hmm. doesn't take away from the friendship that we built over the years. So,
yeah, he would have been nice. I love that. Oh, where was there anybody there that you were surprised was there? Where you're like, what the fuck are you doing here?
I mean, my mind was just trying to conjure up anything and everything and saying, oh, who were the biggest people back then? Mm-hmm. Who leads the kind of lifestyle that they can actually come on this? And that's where my mind first went. And I'm like, not that, she ain't coming. He ain't coming either. It's like, who the fuck is going to be here? And I get there and I'm like, oh shit, Derek's here. Maybe there's a chance me to go at it again. That's my boy. But the flashbacks come back. Boom, he took me out of Gauntlet 2. We may have had this moment. It may come up. You know, it's a blending of personalities and then seeing people again. When you see them outside the challenge, one thing. When you see them in the challenge, your mind will play tricks on you all the time. Start turning and flipping and you know how this shit is. So in this challenge, I was like, I got a lot of history with a lot of these people that are here. This is going to be strange.
Yeah.
But cool. You know, my spring break buddy's on the challenge. I'm like, what? Me and Easy have shared a wall in the same suite for years. I'm talking 12 years straight. Me and my man, wake and bake and drink and hate and just rage for 2 months at a time. Not like the normal 1 week spring break. We do the entire 2 months. That's my dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was really good to see him there too.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's so amazing to watch all this back.
So if there is an All Stars part 2.
Let's go!
All right.
Let's go!
Oh, shit. Okay, we don't even got to ask the rest
of the question. Because I'm ready.
Okay.
I got a pack. I'll take what the fuck I got on my back. Let's get it.
Yeah. Wait, but would you... Okay. So part 2 of that question or that thought, I guess, that I had... wasn't really a question anymore. Would you do the challenge on MTV?
I would go right now and get down with that. I think I could. I would love to go on the big challenge. Give me a shot at $1 million. Are you kidding me right now?
Yeah.
And I'm that kind of person. The day I got back from this challenge,
mm-hmm.
I would write to doing my 5 miles again.
Yay.
And balancing and boxing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm always
what
ready.
You need to do.
Best thing, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. So for Cyrus, mm-hmm. that day from the diet on down, that's it. It's a wrap.
I love that.
I know. I wish people could see because that wide angle lens always makes us look a little bigger. I mean, you do look the best that I've ever seen. I mean, it does get greater later for some people. You know, black don't crack.
So much so
you still look 16 and your body looks 21. So it's great.
Thank you, girl.
It's like your first spring break at Padre.
Wow. Minus the kickstands. Minus the kickstands.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, we could bring it back, but.
Mm-hmm. That means a lot to me. I work hard. I think hard. And I just try and not get hurt. I mean, it's tough coming from Cy the party guy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was doing spring breaks up until. And they still asked me to go this past year again, but I've been doing spring breaks for the last 21 years.
Yeah.
You know, I even flipped that into doing spring breaks for parents. So I do a high school spring break where the parents go. I do their spring break on one side of the island and the kids on the other side of the island. And you know what I've noticed?
That's genius.
You know what I've noticed? I can tell the badass kids from them badass parents first. When I first meet them, what motherfucking son gonna be an asshole?
Wow.
So I swear to God, it's comedy, dude. It's the best people watching ever. And so you have to know, I write shows and so forth. So I created a concept behind just that. You guys are going to die if they pick
this
up.
Oh my gosh. So is it safe to say behind the scenes of everything, since you got back, you've been working out, you've been dieting, and you've just been creating? Is that like what you've been up to since you
I would say for the last year, that has been my life since the beginning of quarantine. I normally would play basketball 3 to 6 times a week. Mm-hmm. Once that got cut out, I had to just start doing things. And so mm-hmm. I don't like running. I would like to say, I go run at the beach. It's beautiful. No.
Yeah.
I'm in Inglewood running the streets of the hood, getting it, looking like a madman, all black, hoodie on. You can see my eyebrows. I got a vest on, looking like a bulletproof vest.
I love it.
Getting it. People are like, that's that crazy motherfucker down the street that be running around. They don't know who I am. I didn't get called out once, though. I got called out once by the trash dude. He's like, Cyrus. I was like, how in the fuck? All you see is this, homie. He called me out the other day. I was like, wow.
Damn.
But it's, I'm ready. I'm ready. And I stay ready. So just know there's no excuses for me or nothing like that. Like when I lost to Derek, I'd been on tour for Lord knows 8 months, banging out 4 times a week. Clubs and just drinking Lord knows what, to now it's like that's not going to happen in my life, so I'm going to be fit and ready to go because I'll never go on a challenge looking like that again.
Woo! Well, listen, I feel the energy, I see the energy, we hear the energy. Cyrus, we want you to come back, man. You are
fun. I won the first one I did, I'm going to win the last one I do.
Okay, I like it. Well, Cyrus, listen, first of all, we are enjoying you so much. We're so happy to have you on the show. We only ask this one question to everybody. It's kind of like a staple in the show. So if there was a challenge Mount Rushmore and you had to pick your like favorite competitors to ever be from the game on that mountain, who would you pick? Like 2 guys and 2 girls.
Okay. I think the baddest motherfucker I have ever met, literally, I know millions of people from pro athletes on down. You got to put CT up there.
I knew you were going to say that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that motherfucker's crazy.
I have seen this man do some amazing things outside of the mm-hmm. show. And I'm like, thank God that's my boy.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Fucking
it's a good guy to be
small CT to big CT. That's a bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And other than that, I gotta just say Johnny because he got all them fucking rings.
Yeah,
you know, I can't knock those two. And I think women, this is tough right here. Mm-hmm. Like I'm just being real with it.
Yeah,
I think there's something in Laurel.
Yeah,
Harry. I think she's smart. I think she's witty. I think she's strong.
She's terrifying in the best way.
Yeah, it's crazy, and she's got that smirk on her face too. That counts because I think that's very intimidating. Yeah. And just seeing Jenny on the newer challenge, I think she's a force to be reckoned with. But I also like the chick from she's friends with Fessy now.
Oh, Casey.
Casey.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not, that's not against YouTube, but I'm saying right now.
No, we don't care. Other people have put me on theirs. I've gotten my fill. I've already been up there a couple times. I'm good. Thank you.
Anise is mad.
But I am writing down what you're saying.
I know you are. You might be.
Write it down.
I got more time. I got to put in more time. I'm not worried about it. But Cyrus, it's honestly been an honor talking to you, man. You're so inspiring to see all your energy when it comes to this show and to hear about how you train for it and prepare for it mentally and physically and everything that you do. So thank you so much for coming on the show. How can we support you? Where can we follow you? What project do you got going on that you want the people to know about? Spill it all.
A few things. I'm going to put this out there. You guys get invites to my wedding, you two specifically. Will,
yes.
If you guys aren't on the challenge, I'm going to get married here shortly. We're planning it now. Would love for you guys to be present. It'll probably be, you know, 6 months away.
Hey.
Excited about that. Probably somewhere tropical. I'm going to work on my tan. And mm-hmm. We'll go from there. But you guys can find me now. I have my new clothing line. It's called blackdesignerclothing.com. You can check me out. Also, my new website to market and promote all my projects will be iamcyrus.com.
Yes.
Check us out. Check it out right now. I have different all-stars apparel, if you will. Have the challenge apparel too. And you know it's me. So you ain't heard the first and you might not have heard the last. I always got something cooking. Hit me up on social media, Cyrus MTV, across the board. And pleasure being here with you ladies. I'm amongst greatness.
Thank you so much, Cyrus.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, homie.
Deuce.
Thank you.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah! I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new, Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is always, always an action-packed, information-full moment with Cyrus. He has been around for so long, and it's always good to hear from him and hear his perspective finally on, you know, what happened with him on the show and how he feels about it. And hopefully we'll see him in the future.
Yes, absolutely. It was awesome talking to him. Well, Anissa, he's not here anymore to tell us what happened behind the scenes. So, girl, you are the only one that I can ask. Give me some Challenge Confidential. Give me something that happened on the show that maybe got cut out.
All right. Well, it's actually a big, big one on this mini final.
Ooh. They said, we are going to be groups and then we're going to be all by ourselves as individuals. You will finish. So we start at 6. We get to the first puzzle. We put down our log. You're not allowed to put it down or take your hand off, clearly, even to get water. Okay. So we do our first puzzle, and Darrell and I then take off together. They don't show this, but you take your person and you run with them. So Darrell and I have a great pace, doing really well. We run up the first hill. Then it gets a little steeper. We're like, let's just walk a little bit, you know, save some energy. Then they were like, go there. And we're like, go where? You literally have to go to the peak of a mountain. And Darrell is like, it's like the edge. Darrell's like, oh my God. Because you know Darrell is afraid of heights. Yeah. So Darrell, in there is a net full of 10 balls. You then have to get your 10 balls, bring them, get your nameplate, and bring it back down this little hill. Now, once you bring it there, there are all these like little nets, like baskets. You put your name on whichever one you're going to try and make your balls in.
What?
You have to make 10 balls in before you can get a log by yourself and run back down. This is where John A. caught up to me. Like when I was there, it was just Jemmy and Darrell and I. And then Darrell was like, Jemmy, you can wait for Anissa. Y'all can run down. Jemmy's like, I like to run by myself. I was like, get it, Jem. Do what you got to do.
Yeah.
And then I waited for John A. like, you want to walk this? And John A.'s like, nah, you can't let Ruthie beat you. Let's run. So John A. pushed me. And I was like, let me keep these feet moving. And I beat Mark Long, which was amazing.
Wow.
But that ball throw up toss was also an equalizer. And it for them to cut that out, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. I guess you know what, when it comes down to editing and episodes, like it wasn't really totally necessary for the storyline that actually ended up being the more popular storyline. So, but it's crazy that so much of it can get cut out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on finals before, Dirty 30, a whole segment of Dirty 30, the final was cut out, an entire segment. Like, I know
and
what
it's,
you're talking.
When you run it, you're like, hello, I was exhausted. Yeah. There were no cups. I had like security like holding up the thing for me so I could put my mouth underneath it. Like,
wow.
I was soccer throwing, like dragging my foot, like throwing balls in like that. Like by any means necessary, trying to get my balls in. So that was a tough one. Second confidential situation.
Oh, there's another.
I started taking notes while we were interviewing Cyrus.
Okay.
It all started coming back to me. So when we were doing the voting, I mean, it clearly was between Alton and Big Easy. There was no other thing. So Nehemiah, so out of nowhere, Derek, no one could choose. Everyone's kind of like, you know, arguing, deliberating, whatever. Derek goes, I'll just go in. I'm like, first of all, Derek, you're an amazing competitor. And second of all, like, we need you. He's an amazing teammate.
Right.
So I'm like, you shouldn't have to take, you know, take this if you didn't mess up.
Oh, so he was saying like he would go in because no one was coming to a conclusion?
No one could. He was like, fuck it. I'll just do it.
Oh,
and I'm like, Derek, no, idiot. This is not what you're going to do. I love you. Stop it.
Right.
And obviously, Derek has my back, too, in this. So, like, I need him around, too. Plus, I want to work with him because if I see Derek on my team, I'm going to do anything. Like, 100%. I'll chew off my toe. I love
him. He's the best. Ew.
Yeah. I won't chew off my toe. I'll nibble on it, but I won't chew it off fully. So, when we start, because if you can't tell when we're walking in, they made us do this, like, 10-minute walk. On our own grounds to go sit for nominations. So we had to walk through this whole cute little trail along the water before we could sit down at the stumps when it really would take 2 minutes to just walk across, but the cameras were all set up. So Nehemiah was like, Derek, and he voted for Derek, and then Derek threw it back at Nehemiah. Well, when we were walking back, because we have to use the same path to walk back to the house, Nehemiah was like, why'd you do that? I almost got Derek to vote himself in. Because Nehemiah wanted Derek out of the game.
No.
Yes, because Derek's a threat.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm happy that it was Alton just because Cyrus wanted it. So it was way more, it would have been anticlimactic for, you know, Derek to be in there. Not that I don't love him and love watching him compete. I definitely do. But, like, this whole storyline was
well,
like
Derek
about
would have given Alton a run for his money and then it would have depended on the girl. You know, he's a little agile thing.
But Derek would have been going against Cyrus anyway, because Cyrus was the one.
Oh, yeah, and he still would have won because Cyrus' ankle was messed up. Yeah. Right. The way Cyrus was landing, he literally was, like, jumping from the top while you could see Alton knows how to absorb shock.
Yeah.
I mean, he was landing in a demi-plié.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Wow.
Like, hell, like, is a new meaning to nutcracker.
What?
So, those are my moments. There are probably a few more, but I may save them for the next podcast because I will tell you one thing about this show, this delicious All-Star Challenge. It gets juicier and juicier.
Ooh, Anissa, don't leave us like that. I'm ready.
Yes, I'm cliffhanging you with the juice.
Ooh, I love a good juice hang.
I was about to say, it's a juice hanger.
Love a good juice hanger. All right, Anissa. Well, you know what? It's amazing having you to talk to you about this because I'm clearly the fan and you're clearly the star. So it's so nice to have a fan and her star on a podcast together. Anissa, where can the listeners send you questions about All Stars and where can they follow you?
You can follow me on Instagram at AnissaMTV. That's AnneesaMTV. On Instagram, and I already said that, so that's fine, and I say it every time. And Twitter, Twitter's a little trolly, so don't come for me there.
Nope.
And Tori, where can they find you and your beautiful self?
Thanks. You can find me and my mole. I have a mole on my elbow. You can find both of us at Tori_Deal. You can send me a picture of your mole if you want. As long as it's in a proper area of your body, we can talk about our moles. All right. I can't wait to talk. Can't wait to talk to you guys about the All-Stars, though. So please send me some listener questions. We'll do our best to answer them if we can. And make sure that you guys watch the biggest event in challenge history because the Challenge All-Stars is streaming now exclusively on Paramount Plus.
And then go behind the scenes with us on MTV's official Challenge podcast.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.